There is no way that this winter is ever going to end. As long as this groundhog keeps seeing his shadow, I don't see any other way out. He's got to be stopped.
That's right, folks. 6 more weeks of haze. This is the perfect pour.
Oh, poor Nick. 6 more weeks of haze. Are you okay?
I'll survive.
Oh, man. Were you hoping like 2 more weeks of haze, maybe?
Yeah, I was hoping the weather would clear up, if you know what I mean.
Is it okay that Firestone's saying it's stout month? I don't know if that's okay. Firestone saying it or if that's a nationally recognized thing, but
I think that's hey, we got a lot of stouts in inventory. Let's clear them out. Create a stout month.
Create a stout month. Somebody said stout month? Yeah.
We got lots.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Show about things interesting, fun, the beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
He just knows right when to come in. He doesn't care about the tailgate. He just wants the show. It's like my daughter won't practice, won't show up for practice in sports, just wants to just show up game day, and like just perform on game days.
Yeah.
Practice.
All bangers.
Oh, man. Was last week a banger? Are we still on the banger streak? Are you still banging?
We were still banging.
Oh. Well, for the next hour, 2 hours, we're going to be hanging out with you and drinking some hopefully good beers and talking about the ones we drank last week. Ones are you looking out for to drink? And the listeners are going to participate as well. All that's going to happen right now. Oh, that was kind of a weird open. I didn't get a... It was just straight. Like, I don't know. Hopefully this is carbonated in there.
I love gold.
Before the show, I was drinking a Firestone Walker Propagator Series Galaxy Single Hop IPA, only found in the mix pack. It's a limited release. But I got it. It's pretty good. I think it's worth buying the 12-pack. It's all IPA-related beers in it. Right now I just opened up one that just got to us from Tom. Pittsburgh Tom sent us a beer package, a Porch Bomb. This one is from Gristhouse Brewing in Pittsburgh. It's Double Hazadelic Juice Grenade. Thought I'd take this one from Nick and Matt. Oh, here.
Wow.
What I mean, Matt would have been all right with that. But
Juice Grenade. A hazy juice grenade. I don't know what they're trying to say on that label.
But it's double. Well, I think it's like the Pittsburgh Bridges, Three Rivers Bridge, and that's two bridges, so it's double. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good. It's a little bit sweet. A little sweeter. It's got that little bit of East Coast there. Mosaic Simcoe in Mandarina Bavaria. That must be the Mandarina Bavaria I'm getting. It's pretty good, though. Good job, Gristhouse. Nick, what were you drinking before? Were you drinking now? What's happening?
Tailgate beer and current beer are the Alesmith IPA, West Coast style, with Columbus and Citra. I got one up coming up quickly, though. So I haven't got to my first show beer yet.
All right. Matt, what are you drinking?
With it being the first month of February, we are dropping a new beer. It is called Hop Ascent. It is an Imperial Modern West Coast IPA, as it's called. So,
not malty. That's what I think when it's if a brewer say not a modern, I'm like, all right, clean.
Imperial West Coast usually implies that it's very hop bitter forward. So it's not malty and it's not hop, like hop bitterness. It's in between.
All right. So is that released yet or is that? Are you just getting preview? Did I miss that?
You missed that part where I said it's the first week of February, so we're so releasing. Much.
Okay. All right. This week, it's out there. I can go to Tioga right now on Friday. I'm ready to party. Go get my beers for the weekend. Cases. Give me some cases. I can go get a Tioga right now. What the new stuff?
Give me the new beer.
So, there we go. That's what we're drinking. Ready to begin the show. Culture. Maybe Matt, since we hadn't heard from you last week, let's see what you got going on over there.
I don't have anything lined up for culture.
I can see you're in your industry clothes though, so you just got home. You've got that fresh industry buzz about you.
No, we were watching Yellowstone.
So. Oh wow, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
No, everyone says I should watch Yellowstone. I haven't watched it yet. Should I watch Yellowstone, Matt?
Depends if you like it? Kevin Costner or not.
I like Kevin Costner fine.
Yeah. Then you should watch it.
All right.
Yeah, there's stuff going on out in the beer world, but there's nothing too crazy from my point of view. So I don't have anything to report.
All right. Nick, what's happening over there?
Wow. Can I be on the nothing's happening train too?
Well, I don't think I have any choice in the matter. I can't make you say six, things.
Huh?
I can't make you say words you don't have. So
I'll make things up. Let's all make right. things up. Six craft beer. I'm sorry.
That's made up.
Craft beer is made. Craft beer isn't real.
Craft beer is made up, man.
Ooh.
It's just a construct.
Does craft beer exist? Is this real or is it something made up?
Real? Are we all in the program?
Are we all? It was craft beer made up. Like, to just sell more beer.
Yeah.
Was it all?
There's nothing crafted. Nobody crafts anything.
Mm-mm. Craft beer is not real. We're not real. Right. Six beer industry trends to watch in 22.
Oh, ho, ho.
High tech hopping.
Oh boy, what's this about?
Yes,
sure.
Concentrated liquid hops will now become a thing. Because of supply shortages, difficulties in transport, cost increases, and demand.
Hmm.
Yes, no?
Hell if I know. That may be the only one that heard of any kind of having to manipulate your hops because it's hard to come by? I haven't heard of hops being having trouble getting hops. Have you heard of this and that?
I mean, there are older style of hops, older varietals of hops, I should say, that are easier to contract. But just like with any brewery, if you don't have contracts for packaging or for malt or for hops or whatever, you're kind of subjecting yourself to the market and its availability. Sometimes it's better, sometimes it's worse. Sometimes there's third parties that contract for too much and they'll offer up at a reasonable price. But yeah, you could have a Mosaic hopped beer that wins a GABF medal and you don't have a contract for Mosaic, and then you're kind of screwed. And this article kind of goes, well, you wouldn't normally use this kind of Mosaic hop, but this is available.
Like, well, so, now like we can't make that same beer again.
What? Not again. All right, number two, craft lagers target mainstream and health-conscious drinkers. I don't know if that's a trend, a new trend. I think that's already been happening.
I do, too.
Yeah, me too. Classic craft beer styles make a comeback. They say, forget yo IPAs. It's all about brown ales and ambers that are going to, those are going to draw in this year's 21. What the hell am I trying to say? The drinkers that turn 21 this year, these are the beers that are going to draw them in.
Yeah. I don't know about that one. Yeah. I don't know what. It's scary about browns. I mean,
Would that be a gateway beer?
You know, normally I think so, but I think that the 20 somethings are completely unaware of the style altogether. And if they had it, they'd be like, whoa.
I mean, I can't say I didn't turn down a Newcastle back in the day, and I probably would have.
Mm-hmm.
Drank the local version of that had it been around.
Yeah, but it's like now the kids.
Brown ales. Then the nice thing about the classic styles is they seem to be really affordable, which as a broke 20-year-old would make me go, oh, I could still drink something better than X beer. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe look a little cooler because I'm drinking my.
I'm like, wow, that exotic Newcastle.
My Shepherd's Inn brown ale.
Bavarian dark.
I was backpacking across Western Europe one time. Dark beer! Back in the day. It was, what's the fanciest beer you could get for a buck a beer? Hmm. That's how we rolled on Friday night.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to impress everyone here.
Ooh, that go down to Albertsons and what's on sale for $6.99 a six pack.
Albertsons.
Then we use our discount.
Blackstone Shield.
We use our mom's discount.
Blackstone.
You have the Albertsons card?
Blackstone sure Clinton. Albertsons.
Yeah, Blackstone Clinton. The beer aisle.
Remember the one in the loop?
Oh, yes, I do. That was briefly in Orchard Hardware Supply.
Yeah, you loved it, didn't you?
I did. Beer sales outlets. Please launch more satellite taverns.
Oh, more satellite taverns, you said?
Mm-hmm.
That one, I believe. Seems like it's happening. Not here, but in other places.
Just not here. We hear of it in other places.
Although Tioga is getting ready to open up a satellite in Merced.
Not in Fresno. Not Fresno North.
No. Not Northwest Fresno. You see the amalgamation now, then now called
Fox. Bird something.
No, it's a fox.
It's a fox.
Something fox. I think it's probably a little better. I still haven't gone though.
Oh, wow. Oh, speaking of local, south of Shaw is now open.
Yeah, we have Fresno. Downtown Fresno is a new brewery. And the other side of downtown Fresno, the culture side of downtown Fresno, where there's more murals.
Is it Cultural Arts District or is it Mural District?
It could be either one. I think it's technically Cultural Arts District, but people try to brand it as the Mural District because there's so many murals.
Dang murals.
Dang murals. But then it way back in the day it was called Uptown.
Cool.
And the only person Uptown. That would call it that was a Fresno Bee Rider that just kept calling it Uptown.
Stop trying to make fetch happen. So supply chain snafus will spotlight domestic malt, which is, first of all, concerning to me, meaning we use overseas malt to begin with. Okay. You think the indie would run deep all the way through to the ingredients.
Yeah.
And so our craft brewery's not
using. We don't make enough malt.
Local malt already.
I start growing
already?
Malt around my house.
You have malt at your house?
No, I'm just saying. I'll just throw some malt plants in with all my other plants.
Yes. Smoke. And then you can smoke malt on the weekend.
Yeah.
In your Traeger.
Yep. There is a love me. The whole house is surrounded by malt plants.
Yeah.
And then I'm smoking malt all weekend long.
Smoking malt. And you're picking avocados off your tree.
Hey, neighbor. What you doing there? Smoking malt. All weekend.
Smoking my malt. It's an all-day thing, so don't get...
don't think I'm like, honey. He's like, oh, my God, he's smoking malt again, honey. Go over there and talk to him. I'm sure he's going to stop in an hour. I don't need to. Oh, no, I'm not stopping. All day.
Oh, we're just getting started.
All day. I'm malting all day. It's an all day
malting. Malting all day. Yeah.
Malting all day.
Oh, man. The first perfect pour t-shirt. It's going to say malting all day.
We've been waiting malting 10 years day. To get a t-shirt. And the first thing that comes is malting all day.
Malting all day.
You're like, oh, well, they said it in one episode, so.
It must happen. How else people know what you're doing?
Yeah. Everyone will get it too. They're like, malting all day. Oh, you listen to Perfect Pour. Damn straight. Malting all day, right? And they give each other a high five.
Am I right?
Like, yeah.
On the back it says, am I right?
Am I right? Yeah. Classic Perfect Pour sayings. Malting all day and am I right? Am I right?
Am I right?
Man. That is all Perfect Pour right there.
Look at the size of his malt.
Wow. That guy's really malting in. I don't think that's what you say. Well, that's what we say around here. This neighborhood, we say malting in. If you're going to be a home brewer in this neighborhood, you got to start learning the fucking lingo.
Yeah. Yeah. Brewing is 90% lingo, 10% wort.
Yep. Brewing is 95% lingo, 4% wort,
98%,
1%. What high you know?
Watching some other guy do all the work.
Yeah, like it's not the valve I'd use. All right.
Are you sure you want the? You sure you want the 3/16 and not the 7/8?
Well, I guess it'll work.
Um, And finally, breweries will tackle discrimination in workplace conditions.
Oh, yeah. I hope so. This is the year they'll do it, though.
Yeah. The installation of HR directors. No, Mikey, that is not hazy research. That is human resources.
Sorry, I'm cat problems in the studio here.
Cat problems. That cat's malting already.
Cat's doing malting. He's going to go malt. I'm just going to go malt.
I'm bored. I'm going to go malt. Tell mom I'm going to malt.
Tell your mother I'm going to be out malting all day.
I'm going to the malt.
Not going to come back.
Malt? No,
not malt. Not going to come back until there's no more malt.
They just smoke it all. Here's a new experience I haven't heard about yet, but I think I'd like to try it. Indoor craft beer and mini golf.
Yeah. I'm listening.
A Sacramento-based company has signed retail leases in Emeryville.
Central Valley. Valley's Emeryville.
It will feature Mexican street food, churro donuts, stout braised carnitas tacos, and Beyond Beef crumble burritos. So along it's like a dozens Dave and, of taps
Dave and flowing Buster's,
with Northern California beer.
For Goofy Golf.
Oh, Tipsy Putt. Here we go. It's called Tipsy Putt. So, get your tacos, get some beers.
I'm in.
Get some mini golf. $95. You could buy a lifetime membership for $95.
Lifetime?
I wonder if that's a Kickstarter thing.
Maybe.
Oh, they have locations in Sacramento, Tahoe, Sunnyvale, and Emeryville are coming soon.
Coming to East Bay. Ships.
So membership just gets you in the place. You still got to buy the beer and tacos.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Sound like a bad idea to me. Oh, your membership
gets you $2 off a beer of the day.
All right.
Yeah, a little bit safer than, say, like Malibu Grand Prix and craft beer.
That'd be wild.
Now we got something.
Now we're talking. Now.
There's an idea that'll take off.
Yeah. How drunk can you be and still drive a Malibu Grand Prix car?
I don't know. You got the kiddie bumper car, or are we talking the full race?
Oh, the full race.
Oh, okay.
That Malibu Grand Prix, they did the tines, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, get that course in on time. Chew knows what I'm talking about.
Chew.
All right, is that it, Nick?
Looking out for Tales from the Crypt Morning Grind, thanks to Exalpero. This beer is insane, but it's also 14%.
That's a liquid gravity beer?
Yes.
I saw that. I was like, wait, doesn't make sense.
This doesn't make sense.
Because it's always been a pale. That series.
Is this not?
No, I think you're right. I thought that was a pale.
I thought it was too, but now I can't really see the whole can in the photo. So I'm.
Nah.
I don't know. I will expand my research on that.
Yeah, keep researching that.
Yeah. That's my stuff.
Outer Range Brewing. Speaking of remote tap rooms, a trend. They're going to put a new place. All ranges from Frisco, Colorado. And they're going to open up a tap room in France.
I'm sorry?
Salanches.
France. Not Paris, Texas. But
Uptown was talking about this.
Paris, France.
Yeah. So I don't. That's wild stuff, man.
Wow. Can that's go, the way to do it.
Go to France to finally have some outer range. Although, no, I think Colin and Janine have sent us outer range before. So.
I'll go to France for some outer range.
Sure. There's a new collab between Belching Beaver and Deftones called Beauty School. It's out right now, just coming out there. It's a Pilsner. A Pilsner. Oh, that's a song off the Diamond Eyes album, Beauty School. And Super Bowl is not Sunday, but is next Sunday. So you got to start preparing. What you're going to be drinking.
Who are we rooting for?
You going to mix pack?
Who's the official perfect 14?
That is the Los Angeles Rams of Los Angeles. Of right. Inglewood. The Los Angeles of Rams of Inglewood.
Is this an angel situation here?
Yeah. Not quite, but sort of. I've been a Rams fan my whole sporting awareness life. Probably since I was 6 or 7. So when they moved in St. Louis, but they've never won one as the Los Angeles Rams. So this is our year. Bengals are too young. They don't deserve it.
Yeah.
We deserve it. We got it. We do a lot.
Walk like an Egyptian.
You got a win one for Fresden Henry Yellard. Former Ram and Fresden Henry Yellard. That's enough, I guess.
Ram it up.
Valentine's Day is coming too. That's not week, but next week. So got to figure that out. God. Always something, isn't it? Always something.
Always something. The Olympic. What about the Olympics?
Olympic drinking. Oh, when will it be a good sport? I'm just gonna have to figure it out on the fly. It'll be a good sport to drink to. Well, they kind of flip around a lot, so it's hard to like really drink with one sport. I do like the Winter Olympics. I like the Olympics in general. A lot of people are like, I like the Olympics. I think my favorite Winter Olympics. I like the bobsled. I like the bobsled and the luge.
Luge.
And
more of an ice guy, huh?
Curling.
Is there Olympic hockey? Hockey?
But not. There is, but not. I think the women are playing, but I don't think the men are, because the NHL was like, "Nah, coronavirus, bro." And or something. So I think I may be wrong about that, but I think it's just the women that are playing.
One of the most physical contact sports, toughest badass sports. Said no. Nah.
Yep. I believe so. I believe that's right.
They'll make themselves bleed.
I like the
looking at each other. Funny.
I like the although it's
but we can't get near Corona.
What are the wildest sports? Is the cross country skiing with the shooting? You do the ski cross country skiing, and then you stop and you shoot for a few minutes, and then you put your gun back on your back, and then you ski some more. That's a good one.
Okay, let's replace shooting with slamming a narwhal.
Yeah, try to slam three narwhals and then get back on your skis and ski away.
Mm-hmm.
Hit your target of three narwhals down.
And now we got a sport.
Yeah, then see if you can finish. Now we're talking. I'm not that big into the figure skating. I'll definitely watch it, but a little bit here and there. But snowboarding is pretty good. The downhill skiing's good. I like that. Yeah, I like lots of skiing,
lots of snow.
I mean, I like the track and field part of the Summer Olympics, but
that one's fun. Yeah,
but the Winter Olympics, I like all the Winter Olympics events. They're all good. All right, I'm in. Now you got me pumped, Nick. You and your sports, yes. Dude. You and your sports.
I know. That's wicked.
We'll have to see what Olympic event. Maybe Pints and Panels can do a Olympic event with a beer graphic. Okay, buddy. Still having this double hazadelic juice grenade from Grist House, a.k.a. via Pittsburgh Tom. Thank you, Pittsburgh Tom.
Oh, curling.
Yeah, curling. That's, curling, solid. Yeah. The brooms.
The brooms.
I want to be a broom guy.
Sweep, 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 sweep. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your
driving? Oh, we appreciate you getting yourself on the show. We have two ways you can do that. You can call our traditional voicemail line that's open 7 days a week, 24/7, 559-492-0542. You can leave a 3 minute or less voicemail in there, get on the show that way, or you can just record something yourself and email that recording to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. We also accept 3 minute beer podcasts as well. If you want to test out your beer podcast idea, we're here. We're here for that. Let's start with the traditional voicemails.
Perfect Core. It's Donnie up here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. Been a while since I called. Just want to call and kind of update you a little bit on what's going on up here other than, you know, gray skies, rain, snow, crappy weather, all that good stuff. Still beautiful. Anyways, I went to Vegas a couple weeks ago for the wife's birthday, drank a lot of beer, good times, a quick less than 48-hour turn. We had Five Rights, my home brewery in Marysville. We had one of Nick's favorite events last weekend, the Hazy Days of Winter. And yes, we had 13 breweries, 14 different hazies were brewed for the event. A good turnout, the three-day event, always a good time. Big news. While I was there, one of the beer tenders, who's from California, had a friend come up.
California.
Guess what? I got a 4-pack of Fog Forecast and a 4-pack of Doobie Snacks from Slice Beer.
Hey.
Oh, damn.
We were talking about Sacramento beers, and I said I'd like to try Slice, and his buddy brought some up.
Don't so be giving our cool California beer also, some Oregon.
Dallas Point. You don't Washington think anyone's been person? To Dallas Point at Disneyland. Well, I was there in August. It was Ballast Point. It was good. Brought beer to go, took it back to the room because we had a balcony overlooking downtown Disney and looked straight across at Ballast Point. Anyways, again, thank you for California. All you do. I know there's a ton of stuff we could probably go over. I know there's a ton of stuff I'm forgetting, all that, but, thanks for everything and, make sure and, keep up the good work. Oh, Pacific Northwest rep, if you need one. I know you got Matt Tacoma, but I'm not on Untapped as much as I probably should be. I don't check in. I'm not very good at it, but Twitter, drinking in the NW. Any questions on Northwest breweries? Hit me up. I'm on that all the time.
Do it.
Thanks guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye. And thanks, Donnie.
That's it, Nick. See, I forget about Twitter, so I'm glad he mentioned that.
I will put him on the reps show ups page.
Yeah. I mean, if we really wanted to be smart, we would tell them what reps are from where and what social media to contact them.
There is. It's sort of like that on there.
Okay.
Perfectportpod.com.
I mean, I knew that.
/the reps. Not all of them have that, but
why
some
are you telling
of them,
me like I don't know that?
Right now, you can go to perfectportpod.com, look at their show reps page, click on that. And if you would like to be a rep, I updated it this week, so it's freshly updated. If you need to be pulled off of it, let me know. But if you'd like to be a rep, especially if there's one, if your area is not represented, if yours is, don't, and you still want to be, it's fine. You can let us know. Whoever the rep is, I'm sure could use help repping.
Yeah. Or maybe like one rep's on vacation.
Right.
You need a backup.
Like, bro, I've been trying to get to this rep. Tell me where are the best places to go in Cincinnati. Nobody's coming through.
Trying to get drunk in Cincinnati.
I'm going to be in Cincinnati this week, and I'm going to get fucked up. So I need some help here.
Yeah. I mean, what else do you do in Cincinnati?
I don't really? Know. Go see the Reds game. See the Bengals.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully.
Ooh. Bengals. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. That's the traditional. Let's go to the emailed voicemails.
Colin and Janine, baby, what's the beer you just looked at on Facebook?
Chocolate cherry cheesecake Berliner Weiss.
Chocolate cherry cheesecake Berliner Weiss from Weldworks. So is it possible that you can have a pastry Berliner Weiss?
I think we're going to.
World Between Worlds.
that was his couch cushion. I want to make sure, let you know, that noises was the couch cushion.
Whoa.
What do you think, Nick? Is a Berliner Weiss allowed to be that?
Pastry Berliner Weiss?
Yeah, is that allowed? World Between
Worlds! No, that sounds more milkshakey than pastry.
Ooh, so not allowed. We just called
not
it.
Not allowed.
Call in Janine, go tell that brewery, say no! Knock it off.
You have a milkshake Berliner is what you have.
Yeah. Perfect Pour says you're not labeling properly.
Improper labels.
What are the Perfect Pour? Should you be here? I just stopped listening to the show because I want to give you some information, homie. You guys talked about the brew. What is it called? Brewery Master? So I got a long way to go. I got 53. So yeah, here's what I'll do.
Somebody that's been to every brewery in the state.
The furthest north brewery that I visited, I think, is Hop Dragon. I think they're a little bit further out than Pine and Palm. And the furthest south brewery would be Pizza Port. No, it's not Pizza Port. It's that brewery that I have an issue with. Mason L Works, homie. And then the first brewery I ever visited was McLeod Ales. And the most recent brewery I visited was Lincoln Ale Works in Burbank. So there you go, homie. 53 breweries total. And the most generic brewery that I've have visited that's in part of this is BJ's, because the restaurant that I did visit did have a brewery in it. And then the, out of this 53, I think three breweries are no longer there, which would be, check it out. It's, Wolf Creek and Kinetic out in, one's in Lancaster and the other one's in Santa Clarita. Anyways, there you go. And Mikey, you were talking about breweries that brewers like to visit. You named one out of Pico Rivera, but I think you said the name wrong, homie. The name of that brewery is Brujeria, which in English means witchcraft. So they're crafting beers, homie. So brew means craft, and Heria is almost like a witch, like witches Witch's Brew. Basically, that's what it means. And I've been there when they first opened. The beers were very homebrewish, kind of a lot of malt, a lot of extract flavors. They all kind of had the same flavor across the board. But you know, the good thing about the cool thing about Brujeria, it is the first brewery out of a all Latino based homebrew club, homie. So nice. If you ever heard of Beer Thug Life, he got famous by chugging beers on the social medias. I think he's a co-owner. He does a lot of contract brewing with Boomtown. You guys talked about Boomtown. So here's a full circle. He contract brews with Boomtown. He also did contract brew with Indie Beer, and he contracted with local craft beer in Tehachapi. So now he fully contracts with Boomtown. I have always asked why he doesn't contract with his own brewery, Brujeria, and that's probably why, because they haven't really worked out their kinks with their beers. So Boomtown knows what they're doing. So you contract somebody and knows what they're doing. All right, homies, that's just a quick little LA 411 from your LA rep. Chew your beer, and then I'll give you a call after the surgery, homie. Ahí te guacho. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Thank you, Chew. Thank you for that correction and that information. I like that stuff. And let's see some post-op Chew here.
Hey, what's up, homies? Chew, you be here. This is post-op surgery. Everything went well. They did more than what they were supposed to. They found some stuff not worth having that they removed on the way home. 4 hours under the knife. Gotta love it. Got the sweet, sweet, the Nick 80 voice. Just a little bit more raspy, but what can you do, homie? All right. Hopefully I can get over this anesthesia and the pain so I can get back to drinking some beers. This is Chew Your Beer. You have to watch. Peace out, eh?
Hey, Chew. Pushing through, man. Wait, there's two of them. Let's see. Did you realize you sent two?
Hey, what's up, homies? Chew Your Beer. Guess where I'm calling you from? From surgery, homes. They just prepped me. I got my IV. I asked for an IPA to be inserted into me. They laughed. They said maybe after. Just calling to say what's up and thinking about you guys. But just sitting here waiting for my call, I guess. That's it, homies. I really want a beer. It's been a while. My Niners lost. Oh, well. Dodgers starting soon. Ready for baseball. And that's it, homie. Okay, I figure I call you from this bed because it's kind of weird, and you probably haven't had a call from surgery. So this is post. I'll call you back from pre when I'm all dizzy and high off sleeping stuff they give you. All right, homies.
Take it easy.
Hay te guacho. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. All right. Hopefully everything's cool with Chew. Next week we'll get a call from Chew saying everything went well, huh? Thanks for doing that, Chew. Be safe. Hope everything is good. And thanks everyone for calling to this show.
Called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Or perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. I've been frustrated. Side note, I've been frustrated with the sound of the show the past few weeks. There's always been just something going on with it. And I think that my software that I use to sort of soften the edges sand out the rough edges of the show is just not liking the online portion of it, and tries to raise the levels of things that I don't want it to raise, and lowers the levels of, just not been doing well. So this week I'm trying something different in the editing bay, and hopefully it won't sound as annoying as it has been. At least it's been annoying to me anyway. So I'm just saying, if anyone's noticed, I've noticed it as well, and I'm working on efforting a better sounding show. Oh man, I'm about done with this double hazedelic. Thinking about what my next beer is going to be. And the beers that I drank previously. Nick, the Nick 80 on Untappd. What'd you have this week?
I left my house.
Whoa.
Yep. To Gazebo Gardens.
Aha.
I said, bartender, I'll have a beer.
Said, come on down here. And he got down there. And they said, what you want?
One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
Does that now, I mean, with all due respect to George Thorogood, which I'm a fan of, a bourbon and a scotch? Is that a thing to have a bourbon and a scotch? I get the beer, but like one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Do you normally have a bourbon and a scotch? Or is this George like, what's going on?
It's not impossible, but it's not common either.
It's not a thing that bourbon guys or scotch guys do. Like, I have a scotch with my bourbon.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, like, you know, maybe you want a scotch at first because it's super smoky, but then you're like, well, I still want whiskey, but I don't want all the smoke, so I'll settle down to a bourbon. And then now I'm getting wasted, so I'm going to chill out with a beer.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it happening. It would take a very unique individual to do so.
Somebody like George Thorogood. I'm not sure if that's if that's a cover or... That's a 100% George song. I'm not sure, actually. What were you drinking?
So I said, bartender.
Like, come down here.
Come down here. I said, I'll have a West Coast IPA. And the bartender said, we got a Smog City. I said, Smog City.
Smog City.
So I had the Amarilla Gorilla from Smog City.
Okay. Okay. Y'all, I've already had this beer, but fine.
Fine.
This is not going to move the my unique's needle at all.
So, so the thing about Gazebo is they have a can bar. Yeah. Oh, they have a can. Yeah, not a can. They do have a can bar, but that was close. So the regular bar has a can door.
All right.
Cold doors, you know. Yeah. But they're kind of far away.
See, you can't exactly see.
Like, and they're very well stocked, which means there's a lot going on inside. So you can't really see everything without doing the old man lean and squint.
Yeah, you're all, what's that one? And then they're all busy. And you want to be the guy like, all right, show me that one. Show me that one. And like, So, yeah, you kind of just like, that one right there. I'll just have that one.
Have that one.
Move the fridge closer, Gazebo Gardens.
Move
Jeez.
The fridge. Yeah. Can you magnify that? I feel like I stole a show beer to drink over the weekend, but I can't remember what that is.
Oh, gosh. Do we need to send you a package?
Oh, it was the Riley. It was the Riley.
Oh yeah, the one from
the from Delgo
Paul's one. Paul's Brewery.
Ooh. Paul's Brewery.
Paul's Brewery.
Yeah,
it's me. It's Paul. I have a brewery it's now. Cool.
Yeah,
I got tired of making music. Linda says I could do it, so I did it.
I mean, just do what I say, and we can move forward.
Yeah, it goes like this. Not like.
I mean, but do what you want.
As do what you want, what George.
You can do what you want.
It's me, Jim. Do whatever you want.
I'm just saying, we could have written the song already, and you not been messing about.
You always messing about,
mother. Messing about,
fucker. Messing about.
Yeah.
I'm no longer a Beatle. You're gonna have to come to my house and beg. Beatles tangent.
Beatles tangent. And then I had a good old fashioned Kieran at the sushi.
Sorry. You'll never know when that tangent's going
to. You didn't know I was going to wedge that one in there.
A Kieran at the what?
Sushi bar.
The sushi bar.
The sushi restaurant.
The only time I look the other way when somebody's drinking big beer is when you're at a sushi / teppanyaki place.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate situational okay place to have an Asian beer of some sort, even if it's from some big Asian brewer.
That's my bean cup.
Kieran's Asahi.
Oh yes. Sapporo.
I usually have Asahi. I'm at Edoya Asahi.
Asahi.
I was at the old, sadly gone away Tokyo Garden. I would have the Kieran.
Yep.
I mean, we haven't really.
I know what you want.
We haven't. There might be a blog post there, but we haven't mourned Tokyo Garden yet. The city hasn't not mourned the loss of Tokyo Garden yet.
Wow. You're right.
Sorry, Fresno tangent, guys. Pressing Fresno tangent.
I don't think you could have considered yourself an official band of Fresno until you played.
Yeah, that's right. That's where you start.
It'll be back.
It won't be back as Tokyo Garden.
Yeah, it will.
Really? You've heard rumblings?
Yep.
Oh. But different owners? I'm assuming.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Did we break some Fresno news right now?
Call Josh quick. He needs to be on the.
Yeah, there should be a new Flowing of Famous this week, just by the way, Fresno centric listeners. Matt, Bearded Brewer 87. Let's hear some of the beers you've been drinking in the past couple of weeks.
A beer that I feel that was a sleeper in the Fresno area was a Baltic Porter from Urban Roots, which you can imagine Baltic Porter not being a very popular style. It's kind of roasty, not offensive in any means. There's no adjuncts, but it was Urban Roots. It's called Geeks of the Industry. So yeah, you put a pair of glasses on a can. Obviously, it makes sense that people might feel weird about it. From Morgan Territory, there was Moon Time Hazy IPA, which wasn't too crazy about, but when you're looking for an IPA, Morgan Territory is all right. Good play on words from Liquid Gravity, Killer Strategy. Strata is the featured hop, and GY was added.
Nah.
Had more than a few cans of that beer. They also had it on draft. Society Beechwood collab of Fantastic. Heard that was on draft. Not just cans, so.
Oh, draft, huh?
Mm-hmm.
La-dee-da.
Technomancer from Modern Times.
Had it.
Brewing Company. Had one of those. Also got to check out the South of Shaw Brewing.
Oh, brand new brewer. Fresno's South of Shaw.
Their West Coast IPA was called Suicide Blonde. And then they had an amber or red ale called Punk Rock Red. Our head brewer, John, he was there too. And he also enjoyed the smoked porter. So beers were had.
Nice.
We heard it was their opening day. And I was like, well, no better way to welcome the neighbors than going down and giving them a stress test. Drinking beers and looking at us straight in the eyes, you know.
Let me see if you got the chops.
Let's see here.
Did you have the food? Did you have pizza there?
What?
Oh, shit. They have pizza there, right?
Soon.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
It does exist. The pizza exists, but they were serving
gold!
Beer.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, like, how's pizza, too?
One day, there'll be pizza. From Common Space Brewery, there is Electric Valley. That was a good one. Vienna Style Lager from There Does Not Exist called Offering. Mm-mm-mm.
Where's the Common Space? Maybe that's the one Nick and I are trying to think of earlier. That was a new one at the market. Common Space? What is that?
Hawthorne.
Okay.
The Heights of Hawthorne.
Down there. Oh, yeah. Hawthorne Heights, baby.
Yeah. Been there.
You know me. If you're looking for me, me and Chu, we're hanging out at the Heights. Hawthorne Heights.
A beer that I couldn't get enough of this past couple weeks from Urban Roots is Be More Kind, your classic American West Coast IPA. And, drinking the crap out of that beer. Just saying.
Wow.
And then there was I'm going to call it a tribute beer to the sister, but I don't think that necessarily was their intention, but from the appliance store, Heater Allen. It sounds like an appliance
furniture
store.
It's a furniture store. Ethan Allen, Heater Allen.
Oh, yeah. Furniture, home goods, whatever it is.
Right. Sure.
But there is a lager is super awesome, a.k.a. Lisa.
Industry.
So it was Lisa Lager, which the brother and myself, that's the middle child is our sister, which is Lisa.
Middle child. Oh, my God. It was like, how horrible it must be to me, the middle child between you two. Poor Lisa. Dear God. Jeez. Stuff she must have gotten put through.
Or forgotten about, as she would say.
So, those are the Ben Cots.
Ben Cot drinking. We should just have our sisters on the an episode.
Yes. Vacation.
See what they say. Oh, yeah. Have them take over. Yeah, the Beer Night in San Diego does a good job of every year they'll have a all female hosted show, right? It's just a female hosted, female guests. They just step away and let females host the show. So we should do that.
Yeah. I always thought that'd be a good April Fool's joke.
Yeah, we're the new Perfect Pour.
Yeah.
Well, your sister is my neighbor.
Right.
But our sister is not your neighbor.
Yeah, well, maybe, but broadly.
We probably, somehow, some way, shape, or some form, could convince some of the voicemailers to have their sisters call, which right. would be
all the males that listen. Could you have your this is a call out to all the male listeners. If you have sisters
or female listeners, form. You can still have your
no
sister
no.
call.
Female listeners don't get to. Only if they have sisters. Yeah, you're right, Matt. They have the female listeners can have their sisters on. They can't be on, but their sisters, they can be on.
But that would be a very good show. We have both of our sisters run the whole
just
show.
Just a big group of people that don't know anything about the show or anything. They're like, yay, welcome to the perfect pour.
I don't see how this is different yet.
Still the same.
So the sisters host the show.
They'll have the same knowledge as Nick and myself about the process. That's for sure.
So then, and then anybody that has a sister that would could have called into the voicemails calls in.
Yeah.
And
my sister told me to call in to you guys. I don't know what's going on, but I'm calling you. Hi.
And then maybe there are sisters that also leave reviews.
Yes. Now we're talking. Let's get on that Apple Podcast since we don't listen to Spotify anymore. Gotta go back to Apple Podcasts. And
You're just trying to live in a free world?
Yeah. I'm trying to keep rocking in the free world over on Apple Podcasts. And if you'd like to join me, please leave a review. 5 stars for the perfect board.
You can't do it on Spotify anymore.
Nope. Was that all your binge cuts, Matt?
Yeah.
I opened up while Matt was talking about being caught. I opened up a Mai Tai IPA, but this one's the DDH version where it's the white label. It's the white label. It's like the Beatles' World album.
It's the Beatles. Is it numbered?
It's a white label.
Is it numbered?
The two,
but that's
two,
a cool label. I like this.
Yeah. It's very clean. I got it at Out of the Barrel in Fig Garden Village. It's very nice. Very nice beer. I somehow kept this around for the show. I bought it on Saturday.
And it survived?
Somehow survived the week. I don't know how, but it did. Some other beers I was...
Somehow I manage.
Yeah. Some other beers I drank this week. Hello Friend, East Bay Brewer. Hello Friend, Like an Echo in the Forest. They've kind of got some metal kind of label a little bit, like kind of like their design exists. That was a good IPA. Revisions Nelson Revenge, that was decent. Cosmic Gumbo from New Glory, pretty good pale ale. 60 Days in Hell from There Does Not Exist, a Hell's Lager.
I
purchased a Hell's Lager.
Okay.
And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it more than a straight lager. I don't know.
Did you think it was hazy?
No, I knew what I was doing. It was a day, it was like a 4.5. So I'm like, that's a great day beer. Let me get that. And it worked out just as I suspected. Frothbite from Alvarado Street Brewing, IPA, good beer. It's got the cool kind of like 90s, like a 90s movie, like Avalanche movie kind of label. 21st Amendment's Brew Free or Die Tropical. I found that at the Whole Foods. They had it in that warm end. Warm end that's on the aisle? They have an end on the aisle now? Wait.
Not, but not where they replaced the whiskey.
I don't know where the
is this
not
in
that
the basket where the
it's like where you know the actual aisle that shares I think maybe the like mineral water and stuff is on the other side or the dog foods on
mineral the water.
I don't know.
We've gone.
Wow, that's far. Where we're at. Humble Sea Brewing's Dolphin Kickflip. That's all. It was not great. It was all right. It was fine. But, and then I had another old school mixtape from Liquid Gravity. And the Offshoot Brewing's new beer. New beer. Who dis? IPA.
Newbie.
That was okay. Like that's the stuff I was drinking last week. Dorktown on Untappd. Bearded Brewer 87 is Matt. And the Nick 80 is Nick.
Yeah.
No new beers to report? Are you guys all right?
Yeah. Oh, did I tell you about the blueberry?
I don't think
berry
so.
Blue voodoo.
I think you did open Slice. Something and we missed it.
Okay. Biologic and Slice collab.
Oh. It's got blueberry?
It's a blueberry sour.
Wow. Yeah, that's why I didn't see it.
It's a good. It's a good beer.
I think one of you has that. Or wait, is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
I drink that beer.
I think there's still one in my fridge, but there was more than one donated to us.
Nah, I'm good.
One of them came from Wazoo Corvette. One of them came from Big Game James. So I don't know which one you got.
Interesting.
But it's from one of the dudes.
There are no markings on this.
Well, I mean, Big Game goes up to Sacramento once, twice a month. And so sometimes he'll bring me back beer. And I think he brought back one of those and it was sitting
always
in the fridge.
Always Slice. Always.
I think I still have that one. Okay. But Wazoo also brings back Sacramento beers. So
Yeah, he do.
I couldn't tell you who has one, who has the other. But you like the blueberries, even if they stink up the whole house.
Yeah, you jerk. When you make your blueberry pancakes. Fun. Blueberry muffins.
He's like, I'm gonna make some blueberry waffles in the toaster and stink up the whole house.
No duh.
Right.
Oh, you're the guy in the workplace
or bagel, whatever.
In the break room at work.
Leftover fish from the night before and warm it up in the microwave.
Of blueberry. Elderberry.
I do wonder what they think with my hummus and pita chips as a snack.
Yeah, what's going
on? You
gotta
smell the garlic halfway across the place.
Nobody cares anymore.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, it's just a free for all. Everybody smells like garlic now. Matt, do you have any cheers to hand out? Are you handing out any cheers this week?
Yeah. I mean, cheers out to the new brewery in town south of Shaw.
Woo!
They
opened Clovis.
Up on a whim this last weekend, and just like any other brewery, it was way later than expected.
It's like every brewery that opened in existence. Way, 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 way later than first thought.
Way later than expected and way sooner than they thought they were ready. And they knocked it out of the park. They had at least five or six beers on draft. They had a couple guest taps. And yeah, so we got to go down, check it out, have a couple pints. And it was a good time.
Welcome then, south of Shaw to the what? World. Welcome south of Shaw to the world of Fresno County beer. Central California beer.
And then cheers to the fellas out at Spokes. They're they got they had the Russian Rivers pop back up. I don't think that it was like a real big deal, but I saw the Pliny's pop back up, and the Pliny's sold out within a day or two.
Really?
So, you know.
Interesting.
People are there for it, you know.
You can get it at like, you know, like 7-Eleven now.
Whatever. Yeah.
Check your dates.
No, so, you can't get it. So,
Just cheers out to the local homies. That's all I got
to say. Local homies. Nick?
Cheers. As mentioned earlier, I was at Gazebo, and I did see one Mr. Rad Stacy.
I was going to say, I bet you saw Rad Stacy.
Wait, you say Mr.?
Mr. Rad Stacy.
Mr. Rad Stacy.
Oh, you saw Rad Stacy's hubby? Oh,
you saw Doug.
I saw Doug.
Doug. Saw Doug.
I saw Doug.
Because he does machine things and tool things. So in my phone, he's Doug. This is not a drill. As in like there's like a hammer and it's like, yes, this is not a drill. It's a hammer. Damn. So
yeah. Like, yes. It's not a
drill. Go Doug.
I could not tell who he was co-bartendering with because of the mask situation.
But, right. I might know you, but can't tell.
Yeah, but his coworker was very nice. She was very helpful. She pointed me to the Smog City West Coast IPA, which I was grateful for. Cheers to Chew Your Beer. Good to hear he made it through surgery okay. That's nice. Mm-hmm. Always a good thing.
And his pops was doing it earlier too. It's like, what's going on, man?
Yeah. It's hard. So, yeah, cheers to everybody. Stay safe. Check your dates. Hopefully you don't find yourself in a Groundhog Day situation where every day is Groundhog Day.
Where you have 6 more weeks of haze.
Yeah. God forbid 6 more weeks of haze.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry, Nick.
No. I'm just rambling at this point.
No, you have to do it now.
Cheers to Ed from Wales. Hopefully he's still out there somewhere in the atmosphere.
Wales. Our Icelandic listeners, Ed from Wales, and all our Norway and all those European listeners, we're still waiting for, we haven't, and I'm sure Ed was the last international person to call into the show. So we're looking for a little bit of international feedback. Just so you know. Cheers to our golden gods of the Perfect Pour. They donate money to the show every month. And let us pay the bills that way. So really appreciate you, Golden Gods. If you like to be a Golden God, you get to hear the tailgate. You get access to the tailgate audio and access to being a good person. That's what it is, man. That's all it is.
That's it.
You pay us money, and then you get to be a good person.
I mean, you get life lessons, too.
Lots of life lessons. You know, I mean, you'll be amazed at how much better you become as a person. Also, cheers to the Fontana Gym, Hops _ Hound, Donnie, and Beer Night in San Diego. Welcome back. they had to take a couple weeks off for you know, illness reasons. So they, but they're back. They're in. They're ready to go. Back in the mix. I enjoy their show. I listened to I think it was Unfiltered Gentlemen this week. I hadn't heard them for a while. Enjoyed that show. The Session has their original host back. Just came back. Was it JP?
Really?
Yeah. You know, Beer and Metal show. I'm out there. I'm trying to listen. I used to listen to like every single beer podcaster, like even the homebrewing ones I would listen to, even though I don't homebrew, but now there's just so many, I can't keep up. So I'm trying to get in there. The Four Pints one does a good one. Four Noses. They have one.
Or was that what was the podcast?
I don't know. Like everybody does.
There was one that was like started the same time we didn't, but somehow they
somehow they're better.
I am faster than we did.
Oh, okay. Beerist. I'll listen to Beerist once in a while. They're really good at taste. It's a beer tasting show is what that one is. You like the beer tasting notes? That show is number one for all those things. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, I guess that was it. I don't know why I was thinking there was another bumper music portion.
Yeah.
No, that was.
Do we have a check your date song yet?
I don't know. I have to ask Paul. Well, Paul can get inspired enough to make a check your dates clip. Just a little bite. Give me like a little 10-second check your date thing. Something like that. Yeah.
You can even repurpose Bencott drinking song.
All right, Paul. I mean, we're in the second month of 2022, and we haven't received a new Paul bumper, drop, song, anything. So, come on, man.
For much.
Get back to work. I know you've been dealing with the Marin Brew Co. stuff, and, you know, cheers to Marin Brew Co. They're officially off the board now, which is sad, but it's time to get back on that horse, Paul. Let's go. We need some new music. Check us out, Perfect Pour Pod, on social media. PerfectPourPod.com is the blog and all things with the rep page. If you want to be a rep, get in touch with us. Tell us your social media and where you're at, and we'll put you on the rep page. And,
yeah, sure we will.
Sure we will. It might take a while, but we'll be there. And remember, on every Friday night, listeners of the show just get together in a virtual hangout and just drink and hang out on Zoom on Friday nights. It's a Friday night virtual. Get it. If you want to be on there, get in touch with us or just look at the Discord chat on the logger line. And a lot of times the specific coordinates for where you go there on the Zoom is there. So,
yeah, sometimes.
All right. Outside of that, make sure to be safe.
Of course.
You're going to do that, right? Don't
mask and everything.
Matt's shaking his head, yes. But, you know, you have fun, though.
Oh, of course.
Don't just be like, I'm trying to be safe.
Yeah. Spring is coming. Prepare your plans for personal beer garden.
Woohoo! Yeah, start drawing up some beer garden schematics. But before you do all that, you gotta do what? Uh-huh.